In Northwest news from 88.5 KPLU, the Seattle Sounders won their fourth U.S. Open Cup championship this week. They also have the best record in Major League Soccer right now. Sports commentator Art Thiel says the Sounders' success has come despite several distractions. Art, we seem to be wedging news of the Sounders' success, leading the MLS and winning their fourth U.S. Open Cup in between a lot of other big sports stories in Seattle.
This has been a fun time for most fans of any sport. I don't recall a month like this ever in Seattle sports history. Obviously, we've got the Seahawks playing the Broncos again in a rematch of the Super Bowl. The Mariners are in the playoff hunt. The University of Washington football team is off to a 3-0 start. And here we have the Sounders, who have basically run the table so far. They lead MLS with 17 wins, 7 losses, and 3 draws, which gives them 54 points and the lead for the Supporter Shield, which is the award that goes to the team with the best record. So under the radar, they've been humming right along.
Well, the U.S. Open Cup tournament happened in the middle of the Major League Soccer season. We should give credit to the Sounders for managing all that so well.
That's been the real feat here. The U.S. Open Cup has a 100-year tradition in this country and preceded the MLS. Well, now MLS has become sort of the more important professional soccer league, and they still want to give courtesy nod to this open tournament, which is basically a club championship, and it does feed into an international club championship. So the Sounders take pride in this. They've been in the championship of this tournament for 5 of their 6 years, and they won their 4th title Tuesday in Philadelphia when they beat the Union 3-1. That was a great feat, mainly because they have to apportion their resources because they have to do right by the U.S. Open Cup and try hard, but they don't want to extend themselves so much they damage their MLS chances. This is a kind of a tradition that is part of soccer in Europe and Latin America, where other tournaments coexist with the regular season schedule. It's a little foreign to most American sports fans because the league schedule is always paramount in every other sport. But here there are side tournaments in soccer that people want to give a lot of attention and credit to.
There were other distractions this season as well with the World Cup.
Right. So the Sounders really did well in the off season because they staffed up with lots of deep talent, people such as Chad Marshall and Chad Barrett and others who've come off the bench to fill in for Clint Dempsey and DeAndre Yedlin, who were busy with international duty with the World Cup. And they really haven't missed a beat. I mean, sure, they've lost a few games, but nobody has managed the distractions and the international duties and suspensions and injuries as well as the Sounders, and that's why they're at the top of the league.
Well, now we can just focus on the MLS. What does the rest of their calendar look like leading into the playoffs?
Well, the New York Red Bulls game is the first of 7 regular season games, and all the rest of them beyond New York will be in Western Conference. And the high drama comes at the end of the season because the last 2 games are against the next best team, the Los Angeles Galaxy. They're in second place right now in the West in the MLS. And the Sounders play October 19th in LA, and then the rematch is October 25th here in Seattle. So the season is going to be dramatic getting into that, and then they're going to have the 2 best teams going at each other in back-to-back games to conclude the regular season. And at stake is not only the Supporters Shield, but the highest seed in the playoffs for home field advantage, and that is a big deal to the Sounders.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.